Welcome to the 5-Minute Fill-Up, a resource provided by Uncaged Bible Ministry. You can learn more about Uncaged by visiting our website at uncagedbibleministry.com. Listen now as God's Word is brought to us by Pastor Tony Tice, or as I like to call him, Dad.
Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach, who led the Dallas Cowboys to 2 Super Bowl championships, admitted that his position as a quarterback who didn't get to call his own plays, his own signals, was a challenge for him. Legendary coach Tom Landry sent in every play. He told Roger when to pass, when to run, and only in emergency situations could he change the play. And he had better be right. Even though Roger considered Coach Landry to have a genius mind, when it came to football strategy, pride said that he should be able to run his own team. Roger later said, "I faced up to the issue of obedience. Once I learned to obey, there was harmony, fulfillment, and victory." We all have relationships in which we need to learn how to submit to. First and foremost, to God. Everything flows out of that. But other relationships in our lives. And Peter deals with that in his letter. He started to talk about it at the end of chapter 2, and he talked about the importance of submitting to governing authorities and our bosses and ultimately to Christ. And then in chapter 3, which is the focus of our devotionals this week, he focuses on submitting in the marriage relationship. Now, the world that we live in today, that word submit is almost like a cuss word. People don't like that word. And when we talk about wives submitting to their husbands, and sometimes even in the church, people get a little nervous or a little upset. But I'm here to tell you, it is what the Bible teaches. All the way back at the beginning in Genesis, when God created Adam and then he created Eve, he said that Eve would be his helpmate. God created Adam first, and so Adam was to lead. He was to be the head of his household. And Eve was created to help him lead well. And Peter addresses that in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Let's take a look. "Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct." Now, this week, we are focusing on the husband and wife relationship. But knowing that not everyone who watches this has a husband or a wife, we're also going to give some broader principles. And so for today, we're not going to focus so much on the wife submitting to the husband. We'll address that on another day this week. I want us to focus on the idea of conduct. When we have a submissive spirit, any of us, when we have a submissive spirit, it can have a tremendous impact in other people's lives, as opposed to a rebellious attitude, a rebellious spirit. And in this case, Peter is talking specifically when a wife has a husband who is not a follower of Christ, that she could preach to him all day long, but what's most powerful in her sharing the gospel is for her to demonstrate the gospel with her life. And part of that is having a submissive spirit. Now, again, we'll talk about that later on this week. We're not talking about submitting to ungodly behavior, but recognizing the role that the husband plays and recognizing the role that the wife plays for her to help her husband lead well. Let me just broaden that a little bit for all of us. Do we have a submissive spirit? Are we setting an example where we work, at home, or in any other places? Are we setting an example of a humble, submissive spirit? According to Peter, that can have a tremendous impact on others and could even possibly lead another person to Jesus Christ. So how about it? Do we have a humble, submissive spirit in our relationships? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word, and Father, thank you for the truths in it, and help us have a humble, submissive spirit. Your own son Jesus had that when he walked on the earth. Even though he was God, he listened to you. He submitted to you. He said, "Not my will, but your will be done." And so, Father, that's our prayer today. May we truly say, "Not our will, but your will be done." May we have a humble, submissive spirit to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were encouraged by God's Word today. You can join us each weekday morning for a 5-Minute Fill-Up. And for other teaching, writing, and training resources, don't forget to check out our website at uncagedbibleministry.com. The mission of Uncaged is to help people fall in love with the Word of God so they fall more in love with the God of the Word.